We know that this year's flu season is in full swing, and in today's fast-paced world, some folks have forgotten proper etiquette when they're sick.
Ew.
And they sneeze all around you. What do you do about that? What should you be doing to control your own germs? Joining us live now, Anna Post, etiquette expert and the great-great-granddaughter of Emily Post. Anna, welcome to WTOP. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
What are some of the most common flu faux pas? We just heard a loud sneeze as an example of one, but what are some of the other things that people are doing that they shouldn't?
You know, people are sneezing out into the open. They're not washing their hands nearly enough, and, you know, they're shaking hands when they're sick. And probably the number one worst thing people are doing is being out and about when they've got signs of the flu, because it means you're really contagious and you're putting everybody else at risk of getting sick too, and that's not very considerate.
So it's a little uncomfortable sometimes when you go to work or you're in a crowded place or you're in a movie theater sitting next to somebody who's coughing and sneezing. It's a little embarrassing to say something to that person, that coworker, that friend, or perhaps somebody you don't even know. How do you confront someone and do it tactfully without it seeming offensive if someone is sick and out in public?
Sure. If it's somebody that you know at work, you can say to them, you know, hey, Tom, you don't look so hot. I'm worried it might be the flu. You know, you should see your doctor. And that's, if you know somebody, a little care and concern. And if you don't, you may just simply say, if you're stuck next to somebody on the airplane, would you mind covering your mouth when you cough? Thanks. And just keep it short and sweet.
That's at work as well, you know, in the work environment. You know, these are folks you know pretty well, and you'd think that they would, you know, be a little more considerate, or does it put people ill at ease or in some very uncomfortable situations?
You know, realizing that you have the flu and that you're contagious is kind of the start of all of this, because then, you know, you can see your doctor quickly. If you see them within about 48 hours of showing symptoms of the flu, they may be able to prescribe prescription antiviral medicines for you to help you get better faster and get back to that place that you would like to be working at and not calling in sick to. But staying and getting everybody sick, you know, then it's a real productivity problem, and it's not fair to others. So even though I get the work ethic side of it, it's better to stay away from others, cancel a social event or leave work, or, you know, keep kids home from an after-school activity if they are sick.
Anna, one of the things as a parent that I've always had struggled with is going to school, or dropping a kid, and seeing somebody else drop a kid who's sneezing and coughing and has a runny nose, and you think, my gosh, should I say something to that parent that kid shouldn't be back at school yet? What's the proper etiquette there?
You know, it's going to depend on how well you know them. And frankly, you know, it's definitely one where if you do decide to say something, you know, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. And so, you know, I'm trying to be a little bit understanding about it. But it's also great to make sure that people know what the signs of flu really are. Those symptoms are different from a cold. There's a great website, flufacts.com, that lists out some of the different symptoms that differentiate flu from a cold. And actually, for parents, there's also a great coloring book they can download for their kids called Are You a Flu Fighter? That helps teach them a little bit about good flu prevention etiquette. And, you know, those tips can help people understand, hey, you know, this isn't just the sniffles and a cold. This could be the flu.
Mm-hmm. Got to teach the kids, too, how to wash their hands and take care of themselves.
Yes, that's a big part of flu prevention etiquette as well. And, you know, oftentimes people don't wash their hands long enough. For kids, have them sing the alphabet. That'll get them to the 22nd mark, which is where you need to be.
Very good. And if folks don't get the message, I guess we'll just wear masks and gloves around them until they start behaving better. Anna, we appreciate your advice. Anna Post is an etiquette expert and the great-great-granddaughter of author Emily Post.